4.2 million Americans have now been canceled by their insurance companies.
Canceled your show.
And Futurama's been canceled.
Canceled.
Canceled too soon.
Is officially canceled.
Be canceled twice. His launch pre-order bundle was canceled. Do we know it's a his?
Have been effectively canceled.
And abruptly canceled.
From Target is canceled.
Or unceremoniously canceled.
The plan was being canceled.
The cabal has been canceled.
The role of the Rothschild family.
Money and power.
Monsanto and a few other chemical companies.
Culling the population through eugenics is their answer.
The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Trade Organization.
These are the most disgusting people on the face of this earth.
Or they control the information.
The powerful few people who run this planet.
They're not as powerful as you think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now brings you Cancel the Cabal with Stephen Roberts. Stephen Roberts.
Red or blue?
Okay, welcome back for the final 56-plus minutes of Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio, Shake and Wake Radio, and PSN Radio. I did forget to mention, but I always try to. All of these stations are listener-supported. We don't have any corporate backing, no Mossad money, no CIA money, no British MI5 or 6 money or anything like that. So if you like what we're doing, please hit that donate button and support the stations. I do want to welcome back Roger Landry. I've known him close to 7 years. He has his own network, maybe even two or three. I don't even know, but it's the Liberty Beacon is his network as far as the radio and the journalism goes. So welcome back, Roger.
Hello. We don't really have at this point in time a steadfast weekly show, but we do have a group of people within the project who do this on a regular basis.
Okay.
As you know, I do it on a regular basis. It's a whole lot easier to come on your show, go on Barry's show, and I can name a whole lot more and speak and get the word out than it is to have to support an entire channel to do it. The network already takes a lot of our time. So you offering me a platform does me a big service and our entire project.
Well, yeah, I do the same. I haven't been asked very many times to do other people's shows. It's only been like about 7 or 8 times over the almost 8 years now. But, I have never not denied. I've never denied anybody that wants me to come on their show. You know, I've got a message, and everyone has a message, and it should be heard.
Yes, absolutely. So why are we here today?
Well,
I know you've got a question. I know you do.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of things are moving and shaking. I think a lot of people know there's something wrong. They just can't put their finger on it. How, I asked the previous guest, the guest that was on just before you, how he approaches people. He gets a lot of younger people to talk to him. He's in his mid-60s, 66 years old, and he gets school students to talk to him, and they're listening to him. Do you approach people? Or, I mean, I know there's going to be more questions.
There's a reason why I chuckled. And it's not because of your question. Your question is perfect. It's a valid question. Absolutely. Okay. No, I don't, but there's a reason. Let me qualify that. Okay. Your friend, is the exact same age I am. I'm 66 years old.
Uh-huh.
Do I get a message across and work to get a message across to the younger generation? Yes. I do it in a slightly different fashion, and we'll get into that. But let me explain something. What people need to understand is the demographics today in America. The biggest section or the biggest group in this country are us baby boomers. The elderly people, what you would call elderly people, we don't feel we are, but at the same time, we are the largest demographic.
Yes.
And if you stop to consider where these kids that are actually between, let's say, 18 when they finally start to get serious about things, not to say some don't sooner, but the average, 18 to, say, 35, all right, this age bracket right there, that is nowhere near the largest demographic. So the first thing you need to focus on are the people who actually understand, because those are the people who are going to share your message out. Do you need to get down to, and I don't mean that in a negative fashion, down to those who are young enough not to remember what we used to be taught in school? Young enough not to remember that communism and socialism were damn near a crime in this country.
Yes.
Young enough to remember, and I could go on and on. These kids need to be reached because, as you said already, people know something isn't right. Even these kids know. In every project we have started, and we've got a new one that's going to roll out, and no, I won't discuss it beyond that, except to say that one of our best leaders in this new project is 26 years old. She's a dynamo. She absolutely knows how to focus on her generation and totally believes that there needs to be a place for them, whether they're the largest demographic or not. And she's absolutely right. The reason I tell you this is you and I both know I put in between 16 and 18, sometimes 20 hours a day, every single day. I haven't had a day off in over 10 years. Not a joke. So when do I get a chance to go out and talk to anybody? Writing articles and doing something most other projects don't do or don't even think of. When we put a project together, we bring someone in specifically to represent that generational tide. And it is. Because if you stop to consider the age bracket right under that, okay, if you're talking like 14 to 18 years old, that seems to be, by all reckoning, an extremely powerful conservative thinking generation brewing. They don't like what they see. They don't want to live in a country like that. They want what their mom and dad are telling them it used to be like. They understand that they're not going to have the same life that you and I had. They really are starting to understand that. They're not stupid. And just like we're being told that Biden has a 15-point lead in these battleground states, and in those battleground states, I'm going to give you a for instance, and I never, ever, ever lie. You can go online and find this. There's an actual video of Biden and Trump motorcades.
Yeah.
Okay, in Florida, Biden had 15, and they said 15, and I think they lied. They underrepresented. I think there were actually 21 cars there, not 15. But for Trump, they estimated, and this is the local sheriff's department, estimated in excess of 30,000 vehicles. Yeah, Biden's going to carry Florida. Right. And I could go on and on and on. These kids see this.
Yes.
They're not stupid.
Well, you know,
and they're going, somebody is ruining my future. future, and I don't like it.
Yes. Yes.
So we need to talk to him.
Yes, we absolutely do. And I would like to have some sort of an approach because, well, I'm 10 years younger than you and my previous guest, but you know, I do have this. Well, hey, this gigantic Scottish beard might come in handy because there's a lot of young people that are sporting these giant beards now. So that might give me a little bit
of an
edge. Yes.
No, I've got a very large beard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and mine, I, again, have to be honest all the time. Mine is there because I work between 17 and 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, without a day off in 10 years, and shaving is just a big waste of time.
Right, right. Well, mine is because I'm up here in the state of Michigan, and for five and a half, six months of the year, it is quite cold.
I used to live in Ohio, and then I used to live in northern New Hampshire, so yeah, I do understand cold. You're absolutely right. Lake effects.
Yes.
Especially in that area. Oh, my God.
I'm 30.
And I lived about a half a mile from Lake Erie.
I'm about 30 miles from the eastern edge of Lake Michigan, so
yeah.
I get that lake effect all the time.
If you stop to consider that there is so much lying going on, if you stop to consider the definition of sedition, when government representatives stand in front of you and blatantly lie, okay? Blatantly lie about what Trump is responsible for, blatantly lie about what they promised they're going to do, blatantly lie about removing a duly elected president because you know if he makes it to reelection, one, he's going to get reelected, and two, everything you and your masters have been working on for the last 12 years is going to be out the door. These people at this point in time, and here's where we set up the rest of the entire conversation. These people at this point in time have basically stated in this drop mic and open mic assertions of this, they will literally do anything to keep Trump from winning. We are talking about ruining millions of lives, bankrupting large swaths of this country. We're talking about sedition.
Destroying cities.
But if you, and you're right, if you allow and if you saddle up with individuals who are paying to have this happen, the destruction and, yes, in some cases, loss of life in American cities, if you are aware and do nothing, if you have the power to do so, but you don't, this is treason. This is sedition and treason. And what is killing me is that nobody is saying it. It is a fact. Look up the definitions and look at what is happening.
Yes. Well, I posted something the other day. Maybe it was yesterday. It doesn't really matter. The Marxists in this country have already promised, no matter whether Trump wins or Biden wins, they're going to still continue to dismantle this country and destroy it physically along, you know, with the riots and the protesting and the trying to murder people that are protesting, bullying people, physically fighting them, beating them down, and getting away with it in the courts.
The police
in America are virtually told to stand down I'm not a Trump supporter, but you know, I'm not as old as you. I do remember stories.
You said that twice now.
I know. I do remember stories from the late 60s and the riots that came out of the left.
Yep. Well, stop and consider everything that's happening, okay? What we are looking at is basically a color revolution. And anybody who thinks when we say color revolution, we're talking about black people, white people, brown people, we're not, okay? It is a communist, Marxist revolution. Let's stop to consider who are the mainstays, the heads of, the founders of Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
They are self-professed Marxist communists. They don't hold it back. They tell the whole world about this, okay? Now, let's say, okay, but these people have made a bad name for themselves and people are starting not to like them, so that's the end of Marxism and communism. No, it isn't. As a matter of fact, all that is done is brought in, believe it or not, a lot of money for Joe Biden and the other Democratic parties across, contenders across the country, whether it be for the Senate or for Congress. Because a big chunk of everything you give to Black Lives Matter doesn't go to Black Lives at all.
Yeah.
It goes to Democratic,
campaigns. Campaigns, yeah.
So let's take all of this into perspective, okay? We're going to burn 48 out of 50 of the largest cities in America. We're going to destroy businesses, most of which belong to the people we claim to be protecting. And then all the money that we make is going to end up by going to the people that we're telling you we don't support because they don't like Biden at all.
Right, right. Well,
what we're looking at is, right now, in America, we are looking at an attempted overthrow of the government. And if you want to throw BLM and Antifa in, you could make a case for with the use of force.
Well, I said a week or so ago, week and a half ago, that if the Biden-Harris ticket wins, they will force Biden out. He will be 78 at the time of inauguration runs around. Clearly, unless you live under a rock and you've never heard of Joe Biden, clearly anybody can see that he has dementia, probably Alzheimer's, and maybe a few other psychological anomalies.
But hold on! Hold on, because you know what? We might not even have to worry about that at all, because
he might.
Nancy's trotted out the 25th Amendment to try and get Trump.
Yes.
This is what everybody's thinking.
Yep.
Nancy trotted out the 25th Amendment to try and get Trump. No, she didn't. She had no intentions of going after Trump with this, because there's not a snowball chance in hell that would hold up, and everybody knows that.
Right.
But as soon as they steal the election, they need a mechanism in place already to remove sleepy, stupid Joe.
Joe, yes.
That's why this was brought out.
Creepy Uncle Joe, yes.
People don't believe that, Steve.
No, they don't. No, I mean, you know, people have the mentality. I told my last hour's guest, people still have the mentality that, the government and the media, they won't lie to us. If any of this were true, they'd be showing this on the nightly news. Come on, Roger. What's wrong with you?
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. You can't do that. Not on this show. You can't say what's wrong with you and expect a short answer, okay? Because none of it's my fault, and it's all things that have been brought upon me, but yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to tell you, look, what I do and what I've been doing for 10 years is putting together little things people call memes, all right? If a society doesn't suffer ignorance or apathy, think now. Then does it ever suffer tyranny? Too often coincidence is the tale of tyrants and the belief of fools.
Right.
The shock that hits you when you realize that one of the biggest reasons your and millions of other lives and futures have been destroyed is to assure Trump does not get reelected. I've got about 700 more, but I felt that those were the most germane at this point. And the what you described was also point on. What we're looking at when we say the dumbing down of America is something well beyond, and you and I have discussed this on your show before, goes well beyond what most people consider. We're not talking about not teaching you. Not teaching you doesn't make you dumb, it makes you ignorant, and there's a huge difference, okay? When we talk about the dumbing down of America, we talk about things like, and this is a little off track, but this is what the dumbing down of America actually is. It's the aluminum falling from the sky that you're breathing every day that's going to give you Alzheimer's or dementia. Not a guess, an absolute fact. It's the fluoride in the water that you drink that allows the aluminum to go into your brain, because without the fluoride, your brain doesn't let heavy metals across the blood-brain barrier. It's about the vaccines that carry either or both mercury and aluminum, two extremely neurotoxic metals injected directly into the body, and it has been proven over and over again there is no safe limit. If you also consider that if any child in the United States, any female child, goes from kindergarten through 12th grade, almost every single classroom in this country has Wi-Fi. 57% of our females are being sterilized. If you stop to consider, in 2014, 6 years ago, the last year I could get this statistic, the United States had a 314,000 birth deficit. Want to bet it's well over a million now?
Yeah.
The dumbing down of America is not about not teaching you. It's about making sure with all of these neurotoxins and everything else stacked against you that you haven't got half a brain cell that's firing.
Right, right. Well, you know,
it's unintentionally.
You know, this, I thought for 11 years, they've been shaking the stick at us for many, many, many years. And I've thought, you know, the only scenario that the reason why they would do something like this is to start a social war, a race war, and a religious war here in America. That's the only scenario that they survive. Government and the non-government agencies, the NGOs, and the military-industrial complex. That's the only reason, that's the only way they survive this, is if there is some sort of a hot war or three hot wars.
If you stop to consider what's actually going on in this country, okay? If you stop to consider why are they actually doing this? They're actually doing this because something that started right about the turn of the 20th century, when we already knew, those of us that were even looking at this, that the bubble, financial global bubble, was getting stretched.
Yes.
It wasn't a dangerous issue back then. I'm sure you remember, Steve. But at the same time, it was something people were starting to talk about.
Yes.
In 2006, people started to panic. In 2007, some over-panicked. In 2008, they tripped and fell. In 2009 and 10, excuse me, the Federal Reserve, under the guise of being a money supplier to the entire planet, printed up between $23 and $30 trillion and used it to support corporations all across the planet, because if they had gone down, it literally would have brought down the elites.
Sure.
It would have snowballed. So what they did was they said, when they pumped all of that fake money into the system, we need this to last at least another decade or two.
Yes.
So we can prepare for a global reset. How many times have you heard our leaders use the word reset lately?
Yes.
Way too many times for me.
Yes. I'll tell you
if
one.
If you think this is about a virus, I apologize, Steve.
Yeah.
If you think this is about a virus, It isn't. If you think this isn't about saving the wealth and power of the elite that own and control this planet, it is.
Yes.
And they don't give a crap how many of you and I die.
Right. I heard probably right around 2013, I heard these economists or these experts or whatever, you know, they were debating back and forth which bubble was going to burst next, whether it was going to be the school loans or whether it was going to be the corporate loans.
It doesn't matter under this scenario. They've got total control of all of the purse strings in every direction. And all of the little businessmen or the medium-sized businessmen that could have stuck their head up and said, hey, what the hell are you doing? They've gone out of business. If you don't think that that wasn't intentional, the transfer of wealth since the beginning of the COVID bullcrap scare, the scandemic, the transfer of wealth to the top tier is far exceeds anything that's ever happened in the history of the planet.
It has.
There is no comparison.
Also, the middle class has been gutted, virtually gutted.
Absolutely.
Just like
Bill Gates himself has already seen an increase, personal increase, of over $10 billion. And once not only the first, but now he's saying things can't get back to normal until the second iteration of the vaccine comes out.
Yeah.
Because the first one, it may have morphed just a little bit too much by then or whatever, whatever.
Right,
so
right.
Now we're talking about Bill Gates and a market that is estimated to exceed $500 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking two shots, not one. Yeah, the $10 billion he's stuck away at this point is chicken feed compared to what he's planning on getting.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you know, I think that there's a lot more at stake than $500 billion.
Oh, God, yes.
The worldwide profits of Big Pharma are, I think you and I looked it up one time, $1.65 trillion is at stake.
They are the most powerful corporate entity, and I'm not including the banks at this point because they are financial entities. But as far as corporate entities go, everybody thinks that the military-industrial complex is they're the big honcho. Let me explain this to you. The military-industrial complex puts 20% of the money that Big Pharma does buying and owning our leaders. I did a show a couple of days ago where we talked about term limits, and everybody said, Roger, you know, if people just get smarter the longer they're there, and blah, 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 and all kinds of arguments fly at you as to why term limits are not a good idea. I'm going to tell you the only reason that counts, okay? After your first election, if you are that honest person who literally, okay, walks the walk and talks the talk to get elected, and you are in Congress, meaning you have to do this every 2 years, after the first three elections, you're going to realize, maybe after the first two, that there's a whole lot easier way to do this, and it only costs you a little bit. And every election you have after that, it costs you a little bit more, and this is cumulative. And these are all of your senators, these are all of your congressmen, and anybody who thinks this isn't true, I think on your last show, I asked everybody in the audience, tell me what the Republicans have done for you lately.
Yeah.
When I say that I support Trump, I support Trump. Do I support the Republicans? Why? They're no freaking better than the damn Democrats are. As a matter of fact, they're even bigger liars, because they're the ones telling us they're here to save us. Save us when? Tell us when. We'll prepare.
Uh-huh.
It ain't happening. None of it.
Well, they're going to save us. They're going to stop the police from arresting people that are growing gardens in their backyard, or they're going to stop the police from arresting people that are collecting rainwater. That's what they're going to do, right?
If you stop to consider how much this is about control, and again, all of you need to just look, step back and look. This was supposed to be a dry run. Why didn't they ever stop it? This was only supposed to go on for like 2 or 3 months.
They didn't have to.
They were
going to
gather all of their metrics and then come back in a few years when they could make everything win because they already knew who would and who wouldn't and why.
They knew they didn't have to stop it.
Right.
They had
That's
total
exactly
control.
What happened. They looked around and went, are you kidding me? There's no reason to stop this. And if you stop to consider that the only reason this has been allowed to happen is because we have taken the word of despotic individuals. Oh. We have taken the word of would-be emperors who have gone beyond their powers. Every single state that has taken this to the court, the people, so far, it has been told that the governor has overreached their power.
Yes. Well, I've got a little bit of a defense for the American people.
Oh,
and the middle, there is a tiny argument, and it's valid in my mind. We have had these alleged scams in the past. You know, we've had the H1N1, we've had the avian flu, we've had the swine flu, we've had this flu, we've had that flu.
HIV.
HIV, exactly. None of the governments, none of the governors of any state ever did anything in all of them other scams either. This scam is special.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Because it's a global reset.
Well,
that's exactly why. It has to be big. You cannot do a global financial reset under the noses of 7.5 billion people unless the smokescreen is so thick they can't see through it.
Well,
and the thing of it is, every time we start to get a hold of something, when we started to say, screw this lockdown, we're not going to take this anymore, all of a sudden they started burning our cities down.
Yeah.
Do you think that wasn't planned? Of course it was.
Of course it was, yes. The scam wasn't working. No, I think it was 2009, whatever scam virus was then. Allegedly killed 3 times as many people as what
it
this.
Did. H1N1.
Yeah,
it
H1N1. Did. Allegedly killed 3 times the people, but they didn't shut everything down then.
No. And globally, it killed a whole lot more people. If you stop to consider, the bar has been totally changed. And I'm not talking about the place you go to drink. I'm talking about the bar that sets a limit for something. It used to be that when you talk to somebody, the meaningful phrase was, so what did he die of?
Yeah.
Now, the bar has been lowered to, when you talk to somebody, you're more than likely going to be asked, what did he die with?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an absolute freaking lie. We have doctors that have been arrested and taken away recently for getting in front of the public and saying a very small fraction of what you're being told is true,
right,
including deaths. There's no way they should be terrorizing you people this way.
Yep.
Then we see stuff come out of the CDC themselves saying that the only people who died from COVID-19 totaled 9,200. It's probably over 10,000 by now because that was about a month ago. All right? 10,000 people. Now, 200,000 people died with COVID-19,
yeah,
which just about everybody has because we've all had a cold or a flu.
Yeah. Well,
which is an absolute irrelevant freaking number.
Yep.
Totally. So if only 10,000 people died from COVID-19, that makes this, listen to me, because this is not a joke, that makes this the lightest, easiest, wimpiest flu season we've had in 2 decades.
Well, I keep asking everybody that starts talking about this COVID and coronavirus stuff, they don't have an answer for me, but I ask them, you know, where did our regular everyday cold and regular everyday flu go? And they look at me like a deer in the headlight, you know.
87,000 people is what I believe. I know it was over 80,000, but so let's say 85, just to be safe. 1,000 people died in the United States from the flu in 2019. If what I told you is true, and this number comes from the CDC, So if that's true, then the flu and what we were, that's by the CDC, 85,000. Okay. The actual number is over 125,000, but you're never going to hear that from the CDC because the CDC owns 20 patents for vaccines. Oh yeah. No, that's an absolute fact. Okay. So if 85, we'll give them that. 85,000 died last year. And only, and I hate to say that word only because I never want to see anybody die, but if only in context, 10,000 died from COVID-19, it's literally less than 1/8 as dangerous. Did we close Yes. America down? Did we close the world down? Did we destroy 50, 100, 200, a billion lives?
Yes. Yes.
Because if you don't think out of 7.5 billion people globally, this isn't going to negatively impact at least a billion people.
Yes.
You are looking at the most dangerous and the most harmful scam ever pulled on humanity in our entire history.
Well,
something that affects 7.5 billion people.
Yeah. Well, you, I'm sure you must have caught the meme that went around 2 or 3 months back. I passed it along. It's not really a joke because it's the truth. It goes something like, I wanted to tell you a joke about COVID-19, but 99.775% of you will never get it.
Okay, this is what I got to say, okay? And these are words I'm taking from John Wayne, who I had a lot of respect for, all right? Life is hard. It's even harder if you're stupid. And to that I said, and yes, it's another one of my memes, to all my liberal friends, in light of this wisdom recently brought to my attention, I would like to express my apologies for not understanding the depth of hardship y'all must constantly endure. Now, remember, the tagline at the beginning was, life is hard, it's even harder if you're stupid. Yeah, I lost a lot of liberal friends when I published that.
Well, they don't, you know, I'm old enough to remember where the liberals, they would say something like, oh, that's not a valid argument. That's a logical fallacy. That's not a valid argument, you know, and we try to put out valid, I mean, not a try. We do put out valid arguments and, they're like, we don't want to hear it.
And, I've got to ask you a question. I would like you to try and do two things, all right?
Sure.
And actually tell me which one would be easier.
Uh-huh.
Giving me a list of all of the times you've talked to liberals and had a decent conversation, or the amount of times you realized somebody was liberal and walked away without having a conversation.
Well, actually what happens is they get blistering mad, just like the memes, you know, the little cartoon yeah. character memes. They get blistering mad and they start bullying me.
Well,
bullying me doesn't really work, but
no.
Not to me anyways. I mean, it might to some people, but it doesn't to me.
The lack of truth and respect. That's something even someone at your age, and I'm saying that like you're a kid and you're 55, but anyway, the lack of truth and respect, because our children are being taught, especially by these Marxist professors, that if a lie will get you what you need to get, lie.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And respect, that doesn't exist. Truth and respect have the ability to tear down more walls than 1,000 battering rams.
Well, they're all...
The problem today is that we're living in a world based on lies, and respect is too often offered at a cost we can't afford.
Yes. Well, they're also going back to the mid '60s Saul Alinsky type of bullying tactics too, though.
Absolutely. It's all about how look. And again, it has to do same with the government. If I riot in your streets for 100 days and tell you all you have to do is this little thing and then I'll stop rioting in your streets? How many people would be willing to do that? A hell of a lot of people would be willing to do that, figuring that it was worth the trade-off. The problem is every time we have a false flag, they take away a bunch of our, whether it's local or national, our rights, our inalienable rights. They take them away because it's an emergency.
Yes.
And the emergency turns out to be of such magnitude that we can never let this happen again.
Yes.
And in the process of never letting it happen again, okay, Patriot Act, we take away just a little bit of your rights, but yes, that gives us the ability to make sure you're really, really safe.
Yes. But Roger,
this happens every time you have one of these scenarios. And then you end up where we are today, where saying you live in a constitutional republic is an absolute freaking joke. Can we get back to it? Yeah, we can if we wake enough people up. Are we there right now? Anybody who thinks we live in a constitutional republic has no clue what the Act of 1871 is.
Right.
The tyranny was done a long time ago. We're just now waking up to the fact that we don't govern this country anymore, and we haven't for almost 150 years. That's the first thing that needs to be changed.
Yes, it is.
We need to take that act and stuff it back where it belongs, in oblivion.
Yes, it is. But, you know, I do want to give government a little bit of credit, and I will support their argument just one tiny bit. They have told us from the beginning, all we need to do is all 7.8 billion people on the planet just need to wear their mask for 2 weeks, and then this all goes away.
Put your leash on.
Yeah.
Like good puppies. And the thing of it is, remember when I said this was supposed to end, it was all supposed to go away, they would take their metrics, work on them, and find out who would, who wouldn't, and why? What they found out is there were nowhere near enough they wouldn't to stop it. Almost 96%, and I'll have to dig that up because that's a number that I remember, but I don't remember where I got it from. Almost 96% of those who were put in these circumstances complied. And then when we started to whimper a couple of weeks later, they said, you've been good little doobies, so we're going to let you go out and play, but you've got to put your leash on. That's spelled M-A-S-K.
Yes, yes.
Again, who will, who won't, and why? And it lets them know. It is an indicator to them who accepts servitude and who doesn't. Anybody out there dare to try and challenge that statement I just made?
Yes, yes.
You invited me on. Look what I've done. Depressed you now.
No. I need to take. I just need to take that 2 minutes that I spoke of earlier right now. So.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you take the stage for about.
I think everybody in the audience realizes that I can fill in 2 minutes without a problem, okay? Okay, so we're looking at what is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the biggest change in humanity, and it's not one that occurred naturally. This has been under, I don't know, they have been preparing for this since the very late 1600s or the very early 1700s, the elitists have. This is not a joke, okay? What the plan was is to formulate a global government run by a small inner circle of individuals. Why does it seem like everything that's happened has happened in the last 10 years? Because of technology. What technology allowed them to do is be everywhere at the same time. What technology allowed them to do is to print money out of nowhere, instant circulation, digital currency, blah, blah, blah. And I could go on and on. Technology helped this endeavor to leap forward in magnitudes. Not a joke, not a guess, an absolute fact. But what they found out is that there were people like me. What did I do? I spent 30 years doing technical stuff inside the military industrial complex or inside the U.S. military. That's what I did for a living. So when I got out, oh, all of a sudden all of that goes out of my brain. It's gone. I can't remember any of that. Right? No. So what you're looking at is how many of you out there served in any technical aspect in the military? How many of you out there in high school took industrial classes that had to do with computers and technology? How many of you in college? And I could go on and on. It's a two-edged sword. I'm going to explain to you right now, with all of the tyranny you see, if the only thing we had to rely on was ABC, CBS, and NBC, which is what we had when I was a kid. That's it. Television. And, of course, a few local radio stations, but they're not a real big problem in most cases.
Three stations, that's all. Yes.
Yes. If that's all you had, this country would have been beaten down and submitted a long time ago. Why hasn't it happened? Because that technology, as I said, is a two-edged sword. You've got people like me. You've got people like Steve. You've got how many technicians that are on the cutting edge of technology? Because what I learned about working from the military industrial complex, some of that stuff isn't on the streets yet. So what I'm saying is, there's a lot of smart people out here that don't work for them. Now, this is a turning point, and this is my wrap-up statement. I don't mean the end of the show, but for this little blurb. What this all points to right now is that this, and I'm not talking about George Washington crossing the Delaware. I'm not. This is the most important time in American history. Will we survive as a democratic republic? And it does not depend on the government. And it does not depend on the police. And it does not depend on the state police. And it does not depend, and I could go on and on. You know who it depends on? The people who are supposed to and need to make it clear once again, be running this country. And that's you and me. Now, let me say something that's not intended to scare. It's intended to inform. If you stop to realize that a minimum of 350 million, and some say it could easily exceed a half a billion firearms are in private hands in this country. And over 85% of them are in conservative hands, with another 10% going all the way up to 95% in independent hands.
Yep.
Are you catching drift here?
That's
so what you're looking at right now is a standing militia, the American people, who has weapons that outnumber, I'm not talking about their missiles or whatever, that outnumbers the combination of the Chinese and the Soviet guns. This is what you're going to really, really piss off if things keep going the way they are. Do I think it's going to be an open war all across the country? Nope. What I do think is going to happen is, I'm almost done, I promise.
Okay.
What I do think is going to happen is somebody's going to open their mouth or do the wrong thing and get slapped back.
Sure.
Once you set a precedent in America, people wake up quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was going to mention it a few minutes ago. Each and every year, the past 20 years, the FBI has received more and more and more registrations for guns. From gun shops, gun sales.
And you know when they started going through the roof? When they started going up, up, up so quickly?
Probably about 2001.
Probably about 2001.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when we all started to realize whether there was a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, they weren't our friend. And let me explain something else to you guys out there. If you think I'm a Republican, no. I'm a conservative. Okay, meaning I have specific ideas and ideals. I am not a Republican. Don't ever call me a Republican. I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not an independent. All right. I reserve the right to vote for whomsoever and whatsoever I wish to do when I get up there. And that's between me and my creator. But at the same time, if you stop to consider all of the people out there, I'm going to guarantee you that when this election is over, and please remember I said this, there's going to be more votes tallied for Trump than there are registered Republicans. I'm not joking.
No surprise.
No. It's not a matter of whether he's a Republican or a Democrat. It's not even a matter of whether you like him or not. That decision is going to be based on two things. One, has this guy done anything he's promised when he got in? He's done more than any president in the last 100 years in his first term. So, yes, he has. And number two, all right, is this guy going to help me or hurt me? And if it's Biden, they're immediately not going to say help. I don't know what they're going to say, but it won't be help me. So you're going to see a lot of Democrats and independents, some that have never voted Republican in their life, pulling that lever. And I'm not joking. They're scared.
Well, they're coming to the realization that their Democratic Party has been taken over by Marxists.
Can I ask you a question? When did it become okay for professors to teach communist and Marxist ideas and ideals to our most impressionable college students? When, like I said, a generation ago, you could end up in prison by being a practicing communist.
Yeah. Well, Bill Ayers has been doing that since the 80s or whatever, but.
I agree. And, you know, you've got people like Obama who could probably tell you that firsthand.
Now, what did you ask me? When did it become legal?
Yeah.
Legal has nothing to do with lawful. You
that
do know that.
That was the perfect answer.
Okay.
And you're absolutely right. Let's take, again, I like to do the step back, all right? Step back and take a look at everything that's happening right now. It's not about COVID. It really isn't. It's not about Antifa. It isn't. It's not about BLM. It isn't. It's not even totally about a global reset. What it's about is these people absolutely know, and this is what you alluded to earlier, Steve, these people absolutely know that the bubble is going to pop. If they can do it under controlled conditions, contracting all of the global, financial situations, all of them at one time, then at the other end, the only thing that has changed is scale, and they still run the show. That's the play that's taking place right now. And everything that is really hurting us bad right now is a part of that scenario. It doesn't have to happen. You don't have to lose your livelihood. You don't have to commit suicide because your 401k just crashed. You don't have, none of this has to be happening. None of it. This is the biggest, most damaging scam ever pulled on humanity in our entire history. And they're getting away with it.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yep.
But I don't know if I've ever told you or not, Roger, but about 7 years ago, I read an article that indicated at the time they estimated 160 million people were looking for alternative views. That's been, that was 2013, 2014. I can imagine that number had to put a 10 on or a 0 on the end of that.
Yes. Oh, easily. And if you stop to consider that people actually know who I am And it's like, what makes me any different from anybody else? And the first thing I get is, Roger, it's all the research you do. It's all the fact that you can put the dots together. It's the, and my question immediately following that is, okay, that all makes sense. Why doesn't anybody else do that? Again, let's go back to the dumbing down of America. Let's go back to the fact that, you know what, more male and female, okay, people would rather do today than go out and meet a new friend, statistically.
Yeah.
Masturbate.
Yeah.
The porn.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the society that we have. If you take a look at the younger generation, sure, they may be more conservative, but at the same time, for them, everything is about showing and sharing.
Yep.
And I can have just as much fun sitting on my couch for an entire day and interacting with people all over the planet as I can going out and physically meeting and talking with someone. Disassociation.
Yep.
Right. When I say the dumbing down of America, stop and consider that in less than 5 years, we are being told, unless something is done, the only people having babies in America will be illegal aliens that came across the border.
Well, yeah.
That's it. That's not a joke.
No. Nope.
Okay.
That's been the plan from day one. Yeah.
Everything that's happening right now is cumulative. Everything you're seeing is intentional.
Well,
the sky being sprayed every single day, and we know for a fact it's been proven that global warming doesn't exist. Okay, why are they spraying? Because that's the excuse they used. There is nano-sized particles of aluminum in there. What's the biggest, one of the biggest killers in America? Dementia. Alzheimer's.
Yep.
You know what they found when they did a cross-section on their brain?
Yep.
Their brains were riddled with nano-sized particles of aluminum. They've been breathing it in for how long?
Yep.
None of this is a joke.
30,
but it's
40.
All part of the same scenario.
30, 40, 50 years. I'll go one even further for you, Roger, just digressing a little bit back there. The only reason civilized societies in Europe, Eastern Europe and Western Europe, for the most part, the only reason that, and America too, America and Canada, the only reason that any of the populations are growing are from immigration from the Middle Eastern countries.
And I can tell you why. It wouldn't take me more than 5 minutes to explain to the entire audience, and that's the next show.
Yes, it
exactly is. What's being done physically and mentally to us. And I can not only explain it to you, I can take you to places where you can prove it to yourself.
That's right. That's right. So thank you for that fascinating and wonderful hour, Roger. It's always a blast.
I enjoy your you're a good host. You know when to back off and eat something and give me a little bit of running space. And you know exactly when to ask a question that you know is just going to fire me up to the next level.
Yes.
And that's what a good host does. And that's why I enjoy being here.
Yes. Did you want to hang on Skype after I sign off, or did you want to talk later? Or
We will talk over the next day or two. Right now, because of this, and I wasn't really expecting this, but right now, because of this, I've got about an hour's worth of work I need to catch up on.
Okay. No problem whatsoever.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, and thanks once again.